This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
There are folks about to find out something they have done in their past, or maybe doing right now, in their relationship, has a name. And this thing has become way more common in the U.S. over the last couple of years.
Wow.
It's a terrible thing to do, but sometimes circumstances leave you no choice. A roof over your head in exchange for love.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you ever heard of the term hobosexual?
I have not.
Okay. I will give you the definition of hobosexual. Quote, someone who enters in a relationship with the goal of having a place to live rather than a genuine romantic interest.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah.
So you are someone who is with someone else because of the roof, not the emotion.
You're just any port in a storm.
You got it. That's a perfect way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are two kinds of hobosexuals defined here. There are the folks who hook up with people short term, like night by night, week by week, just for a place to crash out. Quick relationships, you're gone.
Yeah.
And then there are the hobosexuals who are in long term relationships for the sake of living for free or splitting money on rent.
Yeah.
And a new study asking people anonymous suggests that in the last 10 years, the number of self-admitted hobosexuals has increased by 50%.
God damn.
It has,
man.
50%.
Yeah.
50%.
50%.
Sorry. Tommy?
Yeah.
Have you been a hobosexual?
Many times, but my longest was 2 years.
Wait, 2 years?
Yeah, man. One in Kentucky, bro. I'm keeping my voice down.
No, I don't know why you're whispering.
They can't hear me down in Kentucky.
No, but like,
Did you think you were doing that at the time, though, or looking back, where do you realize, like, oh, that's the whole reason I stayed in?
Not at first, but once I realized what I was doing, like, I woke up to what I was doing, I knew, damn straight.
Okay. Now, look, I didn't know I was doing it at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think most people do. I think you just think, like, you have to move this relationship on a little faster because I need the living space.
Well, here's the thing. It was one of those things like where like I could break up with her, but I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
So the relationship lived on.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, and it always ends horribly. And my sister had it done to her 5 times. And it's because as soon as they married her, they left.
Okay.
Like they painted themselves in a corner. They did some sorry ass on the chintz South Florida wedding, and then they were gone.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, I ask you this question.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being just heinous, how bad of a person are you for living the hobosexual lifestyle?
Well, if the other person does not realize it.
That's the only way it would work.
Right. So you're pretty bad, man. So
I don't know. I think it could be a mutual thing, especially with the way
but if it's not.
Rent is today. Because I feel like I know people who's... They both can admit the relationship went on way too long, but they didn't really have a choice financially.
But the only reason I'm with this person is that they think I'm committed. That's why they've opened up their couch or whatever to their home to me, because they think we're a boyfriend girlfriend.
Well, Kimmy brings up an interesting point. I had only thought of this as one way, but I guess now
I think it's mutual. More common now that, again, like I think maybe the relationship moves a little quicker because you both realize, well, if this is working right now, let's move in together and save some money on rent.
Okay,
but what I was doing was straight up horrible.
And then yes, and then when you realize
I was
maybe a couple months in, a year or two in, you're like, we're not really meant for each other, but we kind of need each other to pay the rent here. Okay. I have nowhere else to go. I think it could be a mutual thing right now for a lot of people.
But you know when you're doing wrong, man.
I
mean, when you're with her and you got satellite tail over here and over there.
Satellite tail?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
The Russians first went in space with that.
Yeah, and you Sputniked all over her.
Oh.
Made the papers, made the New York Times.
It's a new satellite. It's fine.
Yes.
It works. All right. So, Kimmy, for the sake of this discussion, let's keep it to folks that are only doing it without the other person understanding.
Yeah.
Look, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It would be devastating to find out.
You hurt these people.
Yes, this person you cared about, only was using you for a place to live. But on the other hand, we can assume the reason that this has increased so much over the last decade is because folks doing it don't have another option.
Okay.
Right? Like
it's desperation.
You don't want to be homeless.
Right.
There is a comfort, even if you don't love them, to having someone at home waiting for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Three hots and a cot.
You can even argue that having someone not romantically interested in you, sharing a space with you, may be better than having nobody. Like, even the person that is being hurt in this or eventually hurt.
Still a comfort thing.
Yeah. I'm still here, right? At the very least, it's someone to split the duties of having a house or an apartment.
But when you see that person really buying in and you're not, and you're taking advantage of it, you're a piece of crap, man. Like this chick, I'd have like these long, you've got like a 10-hour road trip to go do stand up.
Yeah.
She had a job and stuff, and she was getting up making me coffee and packing me stuff for my trip and doing all those sweet things like
a
girlfriend would do. Yeah. And I was, I wasn't saying a word, man. I was taking it all.
I have a question. In those situations, were you helping out financially at all?
No,
okay.
Man. I was dead weight in a dong.
So, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, but I was. I know you were. She had a nice job. She came from money. I had nothing, man.
Like, I just, in the situations like you're describing, I feel like there is a mutual need for each other.
No, she thought we were an item.
Yeah. She really didn't need you in any way, shape, or form.
No, but that's usually how these
go. And she loved me.
No, she didn't.
Bro, you don't get up and make coffee and do all that stuff. She loved me.
Okay, maybe
you were gone for a long time. Like, how do you know she wasn't cheating on you?
Fine. I don't care, man. I need this, or I'd have to come off the road. It's the only way I could make the whole stand up thing work.
That's how good his career was.
Yeah.
He needed someone to let him live for free.
Yes, basically. Hey, and all I had to do was put out.
That makes you a prostitute.
Okay. Boo-hoo on me, man.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the term hobosexual. It is defined, quote, someone who enters a relationship with the goal of having a place to live rather than a genuine romantic interest. According to a new study, hobosexuals over the last 10 years in a self-reported and anonymous study have increased over 50% over the last 10 years. Real quick. There may be people listening who are in a hobosexual relationship with someone.
Yeah.
And they have no idea. Like, you are the victim of the hobosexual.
You are a victim.
Okay. They give signs in this study and article to look out for. For example, you touched on one a second ago. When things started, they wanted to move it super fast.
Mm-hmm.
They told you they loved you way too early.
Yeah.
They wanted to spend every moment they could with you.
Smothering.
Yep, and of course, they wanted to move in as quickly as possible. Kimmy, is that a red flag for people, what I'm describing here?
Okay, so it would be for me, but I know some people that, like, what they call, they enjoy what they call love bombing.
Okay.
So it's like somebody that comes in super hot, tells you everything you want to hear. They seem like they're head over heels in love with you, and I think there are a lot of people that like that up front.
Yeah, it's a total scam.
Yeah.
You're getting scammed.
And would almost like jump right into that relationship because of everything they're telling them.
Okay. All right. They also say another warning sign, something Tommy just brought up, your partner rarely helps with finances. And that also seems pretty obvious, but they say how it can get more complicated here. Because in every relationship, someone is going to make more than the other.
Yeah.
Right? Rarely do you have someone making the exact amount of money. So when you're early on in the cohabitating phase, you're still trying to figure out exactly how you're going to break all this out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you split things evenly? Do you carry your part based on the percentage of finances that you make versus theirs? Right? Like, they could be a bum. They could also be making their best effort for what they can afford.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it could take you months, years to figure out, wait a minute, this person's just mooching off.
Yeah.
And with that being said, as we defined hobosexual, Chris writes us on Twitter, I know a hobosexual. He lives at his wife's house for free.
Well, that guy's terrible. He's a bum.
Mm-hmm.
But you were saying before I cut you off, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I was just thinking, like, if you do, you know, split some of the bills and you realizing that maybe this isn't going to work out romantically with that person, I can see, even if your intent is to break things off, also not wanting to screw them over financially because they may still need you for some things or they may not be able to find a roommate right away.
But you're aware this person has used you and you still don't want to put them out?
I mean, maybe
you got to cut that deadbeat.
But maybe not
out.
So much that they used you, but like, hey, can you stick around a little longer because I need to line up some things before you just split.
You're saying I have used you as a hobosexual, right? I have lived in your place for free. They're ready to break it off, and you think you have the leg to stand on to be
no,
like,
no,
wait.
No, 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 no. I'm saying, like,
the other person.
I'm saying the other person.
Showing compassion.
Even if I know that you know, this isn't working out, that maybe, you know, you're using me or whatever, but you do still pay for some of the bills.
Okay.
I may want you to stick around and at least be a roommate for a little longer. Like, I still may stay in this living situation just because I still need you to cover some of those bills.
That would be tough, though. You just found out this person was in a relationship with
you. But where
you.
Else are you going? Like, where else are either of you going?
That's a good point. I don't know if I could do that. Not that I would ever.
I feel like I know people that were kind of in this situation to an extent where, you know, they had to live out the rest of their lease, or they had to stay around until somebody found a better situation to live into or to live with. It's just financially, it's almost impossible to do a clean split right away.
Yeah, but like, I get two people in love, you know, things happen, whatever. We can handle this for a little while we figure it out. To find out that your entire relationship was fraud from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then be like, yeah, we'll stick, we'll ride this out a little bit longer for I couldn't do
no,
it.
No, you've
man.
Been totally played.
Ah. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Josh writes, if they believe you care and you can put that act on for them, who's getting hurt? You're giving them something they want, and you're getting something you need.
But you're still being deceptive. You're not being truthful.
You're right.
I mean, I came in with my situation. I was being, you know.
No, you're right. But you've also said that no relationship is truthful. You can't be brutally honest with your spouse at all.
Right, but I was going about as far in the other direction as you could.
I understand. And I'm not trying to justify doing this, right? Yeah. But I want you to think about what Josh said. Just think about it.
Right.
You're giving them something they want.
All right, true.
And you're giving them something they want, and you're getting something you need.
I mean, it is. In the beginning, I guess it would be beneficial to both. But once they realize what happened, and they went all in, and you were just not being you, you were just creating a false person.
Yeah, when it ends, it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, bro, it is ugly.
Like Tommy's mom ugly. Like paper bag and fish tacos ugly. 252 WCMF. I know this whole discussion, as we talked about the term hobosexual, somebody living with someone not because they're in love, but faking a relationship for a place to live. We've all had guys in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something women do too?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, they finagle their way into a guy that's got bank.
Okay.
Use him for a while and split.
Okay.
I hope they do.
Well, why would you hope that? You just said it's a terrible, terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing, but guys are such suckers for women, man.
I mean, it would be so much easier as a woman.
Oh.
Because guys would be completely oblivious.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's right? Great, man.
But let's be real here, right? If let's say this guy was getting a physical relationship on the regular, and this was a woman that he couldn't normally get,
mm-hmm.
do you think most men would care if they found out at the end?
She was using you.
But you're getting sex? Does that make it sound better?
No. Here's my take on that. If the guy's getting used, nobody cares.
Okay.
And your buddies are just going to laugh at you. Where if it happens to a woman, her girlfriends are going to like rally around her and show her support because she's emotionally damaged. But
I'll tell you who's going to care in the guy's life, his family.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Not my family, but good families.
They're gonna be the ones to be like, hey, you see what's happening here?
You're right, but how many of those guys go either no, it's not, or I don't care?
Right, like,
For example, Matthew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My 82-year-old father-in-law has a 62-year-old woman living with him. He pays for everything, and he's okay with the situation. There's no sex or romance, just a deal. So he's got a woman on his arm living in his house.
Yeah. All right.
Is that enough?
At that age, what does he care?
I mean,
it's companionship, right?
Yeah, you're right. It may also be a product of how we see relationships from an old-school lens. Like, men provide, women stay at home. It would be much easier for women to be like, well, I would like a traditional relationship if
it's
possible. Yes, I mean, that's all you would have to say. Like, there's no way a guy could be like, I would like a traditional relationship where I stay home.
I have a question, though. As a younger guy, say you're a guy and you're like your early 20s, mid-20s, how many guys are stable enough to take care of another person?
Zero.
Like, financially stable enough? Because, I mean, everybody has roommates right now.
Look, I understand what you're saying, but we also had that stunning study from like 8 months ago that 1 in 4 women are married women are stay-at-home moms in America now, and it had blown up again over the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Not that it's easy. Folks are finding, again, childcare is so expensive, it's cheaper for someone not to have a job. And I guess that's a different discussion because now you have a kid involved.
Yeah.
But if you could do it with a child and a spouse, I guess there would be a way to do it without one.
I guess. I just don't know how many, you know, 22-year-old guys are looking at a woman and be like, let me provide for you in my apartment with my three buddies.
Oh, look, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I also think there is still a weird caveman pride to that idea.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my wife and I obviously both work, and she is the far more successful of the two of us. But I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't, like, want to be able, if my wife wanted it, to provide the ability for her to stay home.
Okay.
Right? Like, I think I would be proud of that.
Yeah.
It'll never happen.
Well,
sorry.
It'd be financially insane.
Well, yeah. And also suicide. But, like, I mean, Kimmy, you ask what guy would want that. I could see myself at 23,
oh,
like,
I'm
let me take care of you.
I'm not saying you wouldn't want that.
But
I'm saying, could you?
Find a way. Work another job, 2-3 jobs, have a
you
side
hustle.
You don't
think that guy's not doing that already?
Ah, that's a good point. I don't know. That's a good question. You don't think there are 22, 23-year-old guys supporting women financially fully?
I think it's pretty rare.
Okay. It would have to be.
Where you could take care of another person at that age. And, like I said, have your own living space.
I mean, it wouldn't be glamorous. But, again, we're talking about hobo sexuality.
Okay.
Living with someone, letting them think that you're in a romantic relationship just for a place to live. You wouldn't have to be, you know, living at the Ritz. It's just, like you said, three hots and a cup.
If you could afford it, wouldn't you want to live by yourself anyway?
Yeah, but now I'm getting sex on the reg from this chick that may be out of my league.
Okay.
I can't say I wouldn't be stupid enough to fall for that in my early 20s. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You live somewhere long enough, you know everything about
it. You should.
Especially a place as small and connected as Rochester.
Yeah.
Yet, the three of us,
yeah,
with well over 100 years of Rochester living combined,
wow,
learned something new last week. There is a place that, yeah, you have probably never heard of that resides right in the city of Rochester. And we had no idea. Despite the fact that all of us,
yeah,
including almost everyone listening, has spent time inside of it.
Wait, we've been there.
We're there right now.
How?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you have not yet, we encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Log on to our WCMF live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch.
Okay.
The break room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. The cameras are on. Tommy's got a beautiful houndstooth shirt.
Yes.
Looks like Bear Bryant threw up all over him.
And, you could do worse.
And we do ask that you check it out, like, and subscribe.
Why is that?
Well, as our corporate managers tell us in these Zoom meetings we have.
Yeah, what do they say?
When we see that people like and subscribe to your YouTube page, tells us you got a quality program. Quality program. And I keep getting to do that impression because the guy who said that never listens to our show.
Oh, okay.
We can openly mock him and not get in any trouble.
Great.
But he does check out the YouTube stream numbers, all apparently. Right. So check that out, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. So last week, we're sitting here in the room,
yeah,
waiting to start a break, coming out of commercial. And we had a guy filling in doing our traffic reports. And he's talking about delays on 490 and 590.
Yeah.
And then he said there was an issue near Dutchtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dutchtown.
Yes.
And all of us stopped,
mm-hmm,
and we looked at each other like this guy was losing his mind.
Right.
Yeah.
But we figured, okay, it's the first time he's done this. Maybe he made a, yeah, mistake, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Next traffic report, problems in Dutchtown again.
So he double dutched.
Yes. And we're thinking now, this guy sucks.
Yes.
He's
looking at the wrong map.
Yeah, he's making up places. He's doing something.
What he's talking about.
Right? All three of us have lived here forever. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Dutchtown?
No.
Have you ever heard of Dutchtown?
Not once.
I have never heard of Dutchtown. Well, it turns out,
where is Dutchtown?
The three of us are really dumb.
We are all idiots. Right.
Or at least misinformed. Dutchtown is a mixed residential and industrial neighborhood in the city of Rochester.
Where?
The original boundary started near High Falls and went down to Lyle Avenue, including most of the original Kodak building. So I, yeah, believe,
it,
right,
it doesn't seem like it's a large area or a very big area where there are a lot of homes.
It's mixed residential and industrial, right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
I heard that in the break room.
Because I know we were in High Falls and Brown's Race.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only two things I've ever heard. I've never heard of no Dutchtown.
I think we're in Dutchtown. I think we are.
By the way, I ain't seen no Dutch.
Okay, so.
Where the Dutch at?
Well, that's just it.
Dutchy.
It was called Dutchtown,
yeah,
because of the founding population of German immigrants.
Why isn't it Germantown?
It started off as Deutschtown.
Deutsch.
But due to the accent, yeah, issues, American, German, it became Dutchtown.
Should have been Douchetown.
No, well, I mean, you're here, so yes. And to this day,
yeah,
there is a section on the City of Rochester's Celebrate City Living, mm-hmm, dedicated to the current neighborhood of Dutchtown.
But there's, yeah, like a million signs of the historic significance of this area.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen no Dutchtown,
well,
sign.
When have you like explored that area, though, to know? I mean, maybe there is like some plaque or something up.
But to his
signify,
like, welcome to Dutchtown.
Yeah. I mean, to his point, yeah, no, I mean, he's right. There's a Swillburger sign. There's little,
yeah,
you know,
there's High Falls and Brown's Race signs. There's the name of the goddamn bridge.
Even the little plaque over on the bridge over here that says Lincoln stopped there for a whistle,
right,
stop. I mean, we've all seen that. Like, you know, all of us have walked around the city, the county, seen these signs. I've never seen anything for, yeah, Dutchtown.
Yeah.
I mean, we know most of this stuff without even realizing we know it. So what's really interesting.
What's that?
There are a ton of references. Because I started doing some deep research,
yeah,
thinking that I was going crazy. There are a ton of references to Dutchtown, about the city of Rochester from around 1840 until the late 1930s.
Oh.
What could have happened in the late 1930s where referring to a neighborhood by its German population would have fallen out of favor?
I can't think of anything.
So that might be it.
All right, so once...
Take your liberty, cabbage, and get the hell out of here.
Okay.
You think you know where you live, and then you look like an idiot. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is there a Rochester fact that people should know that people don't know?
Oh.
Because I discovered, in looking up all of this stuff that we could find about Dutchtown to talk about it, there were some other things that we stumbled upon.
Well, yeah, because it had to be... The reason you don't know, because it's never brought up.
Okay, but there are some very significant things that every Rochester, greater Rochester resident should know.
Okay.
For example, did you know that the marshmallow was first commercially produced in Rochester?
I did not.
It's true. 1895 was originally called the Rochester Marshmallow Company. And actually, when we step outside, you can see the building from our front steps.
And it's where it was invented?
First commercially produced.
All right.
Like, they decided, you know what we should do? Sell marshmallows.
S'mores. All right.
Well, no, s'mores are marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate.
All right.
But it's interesting you bring that up. The inventor of the breakfast cereal was born in Rochester, New York.
I thought it was like Battle Creek, Michigan.
Inventor of breakfast cereal, Rochester.
Like cereal.
New York. So with the marshmallows and the cereal, in a way, we invented Lucky Charms.
All right.
Also, graham crackers were invented by a Rochester businessman. So I guess, to your point, we also kind of accidentally invented s'mores.
Yeah.
Right? Did you know that Rochester, New York has the largest deaf population per capita in America?
Well, I knew that with the university and all that stuff.
National Technical Institute for the Deaf.
That makes sense.
At RIT.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, if you walk around Henrietta, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, I live in Henrietta.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants and businesses. Mm-hmm. The folks that work over there are so good at that.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to communicate.
Sure.
I mean, cell phones make it better now. But the line never lasts long. Not that it matters.
Yeah.
Everyone's very patient. And everyone understands what's going on here.
Okay, that's very nice.
It's interesting. 252.
Don't try that at Dutchtown.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. We discovered, after we thought our fill-in traffic guy was a complete moron, that Dutchtown is a part of Rochester.
And we're in it.
Maybe.
All right.
But John seems to have more information. He's on CMF. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Hi, guys. Just a little history on Dutchtown. The 490 expressway that goes through that area between Wilder and Campbell Street, that was initially Dutchtown. Dutchtown, I think, went all the way to Mount Reed. It was from, State Street to about Mount Reed. And you're right, it was initially Deutschtown, which was initially all German immigrants that settled in that area. I think what probably happened after World War II is the Italians started moving in and other nationalities.
Wish they'd move in right now.
No, well, let the man talk. We're asking questions.
So the Italians, pushed the Dutch out?
No, the Germans.
No.
Oh, the Germans?
I can tell you a kind of a funny story.
No, you can't. You cannot tell anything that's funny. Well, you ain't got a funny story in you. Take that funny story. Go down to Dutchtown. Sit on the corner and somebody will smack you in the head with it.
About a Massad Street, which my relatives initially...
I would love to hear it, John. I would love to hear the story.
Okay, Massad Street right now is between Child and Hague Street. My family, Italian immigrants, were able to buy a house on Massad Street back in the late 30s. My great uncle was in World War One. He was a mechanic from Italy initially, was a mechanic in the army, and my aunt worked in a clothing factory.
All right.
So they were able to save a little bit of money and buy a house on Massad Street. All right. So if you're familiar with Ames Street...
Okay, look, John, give me the end of the story.
When they moved in that neighborhood, it was all Germans, and all the Germans said, oh boy, there goes the neighborhood, and Italians moving in.
Yeah, but they said that when Tommy moved into his wife's neighborhood, too.
Well, no, but this was back in the late 30s. All Germans. Holy Family Church was just a German church. They didn't even allow Italians back in the day. So you wanted history, and I'm giving you history.
No, we got it, John. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Well, at least we've learned our lesson about people from other ethnicities moving into neighborhoods and not judging them immediately. 252 WCMF. I didn't need to know what his grandparents did for a living.
No, his aunt.
Okay. There was one thing that I did not, maybe it's common knowledge and I did not know this, but did you know that like the Park Ave area used to be a raceway?
Wait, like a racetrack?
For horses?
A racetrack.
Yes. It was a racetrack. And I remember my grandpa telling me that.
It was a horse?
No, I think it was for like cars.
Really?
No.
I could be wrong. It had to be
a horse track.
Okay,
again, it could be a horse track. I don't know when it was.
You're doing that thing you do where she gives you information you hadn't heard, and you just make up.
That would have to be the 1800s. Being like, okay, Grandpa, well, and then I looked it up. He's like, I was like, oh,
that would have to
really
be the 1800s.
Well, here's the thing. Look. I mean, to her point,
they had no cars then.
The automobile was invented in Rochester. That's another fact I discovered while doing
research. I thought the Italians invented it.
Yeah, it was John's grandpa. He invented the car. No, like in all seriousness, the car was invented in Rochester. George B. Selden founded the Selden Motor Company in 1877. He sold his first car in 1907.
To who?
Somebody who had $2,000.
What an idiot, man. Some guy builds this thing. Give me $2,000 for it. You drive it around. We put a racetrack over here.
Yeah, they'd work because there was a racetrack apparently at Park Ave. $2,000 in 1907 when he sold his first car in Rochester. $84,000.
God damn, man.
But he ended up selling his business to a Pennsylvania man in 1913. We could have had the car. We could have been Detroit, which I guess in retrospect would have been a bad idea.
Yeah, right? Well, nice ride for a while.
But like we invented the car. The guy here invented the effing car. He had a patent for it and everything. There's paperwork.
Damn.
252 WCMF. All right. As we talk about Dutchtown and discovering Dutchtown. Look, we always make this mistake. We make this mistake with marijuana, where we go to the phones and it ends up a disaster. We also make it with history. Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk to Jim about Dutchtown?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's talk to Dutchtown Jim. He's on CMF.
Dutchtown Jim.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Good.
Yeah, I grew up in Dutchtown, corner of Campbell and Saxton. My grandfather had a store.
Damn it.
I grew up there in the late 50s, but his store was there from, like, the 30s. And there was a bakery, Kitty Corner. There was Thomas Puglisi and Son Sausage.
Yeah, I bet. Get all the sausage you want down in that corner till the cops shut him down.
We used to walk to Holy Family School. Me and my older brother, God rest his soul, he's departed, but... That's like Lime Street, Grape Street, Orange. Oh my gosh,
Fuchsia.
Walnut.
All right, so you were aware you grew up in Dutchtown, then, Jim. This is not news to you.
Oh no, 100%. I knew you. Sure.
Okay, it's just weird. I've never heard of it. Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Okay, that's my fault. I would like to apologize for what just happened back there. I had too much faith in mankind and our listeners, and once again, you guys slapped me across the face.
Yeah, this is what we get. Jim didn't learn from the first guy.
So there is no good Dutchtown story. We found that out.
Well, I mean, I guess like
no, there
isn't. It goes to show unless like you grew up in the area, you probably didn't know much about it.
And I guess you would have a lot of pride about something that nobody else knows, right? I mean, look, the first call we took, John, John's defense. Like that story about the Germans being worried about the Italians moving in is a funny story if it didn't take you 10 minutes to tell it.
Yeah, there's a better way of doing it.
Well, I'm just saying, it's an interesting glimpse in how everything works the same every generation, right?
And you can go down to Dutchtown and get yourself a fine sausage.
Well, it turns out Chrissy herself, she's got us on Instagram, at Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, I grew up on Maple Street. That was known as Dutchtown. My entire mother's family lived over there. Okay. The way that people are describing where Dutchtown is, it seems to be the entire city of Rochester.
Yeah. Must have.
Was this whole town just called Dutchtown at one point?
Because if you look on like Google Maps, if you type in Dutchtown, it only shows a small area, so maybe it shrunk over time.
Okay. You know, should we all know more about this stuff, this Rochester history
stuff?
No,
it's pointless.
The marshmallow, it's kind of
nobody cares.
You don't care about the marshmallow thing? Or the cereal thing? Or the graham cracker
thing?
A little bit. The automobile, man?
Here it is. Some of the stuff Rochester claims, it turns out they kind of like, around the same time it all kind of happened in different areas.
Okay.
Because like when I first moved here, they said the first mall in America was Midtown Mall.
Midtown Plaza, yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It kind of happened around the same time. We just claimed too much stuff.
Did you know that the carousel at Ontario Beach Park is the only antique carousel in America and its original location?
Are they sure?
Yeah. It's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Okay.
No, but it's funny, though. Like, when you grow up in Rochester.
It sounds like we don't really move on much.
When you grow up in Rochester, you learn very specific things about our area, right? There's a month-long unit in elementary school on the Erie Canal. That song lives in your head forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a view, her name is Sale. You don't know the song, you're not from there. Down the Erie Canal. I mean, it's a great song.
Yeah,
she's a good old neighbor and a good old pal. 15 miles down the Erie Canal. What?
What?
No, you're going to say something. No, you got nothing?
I got nothing.
We pulled some barges. No, is that like you do, like, Kimmy, there's that unit on Native Americans, right? The unit
all
on
the
Sam
tribes.
Patch.
Yeah.
And like all of those things are important, right? But there's so much more that connects our community to major events that happen in the rest of the world. For example, didn't we have one of the original pieces, like the first pieces of the Berlin Wall that fell that Kodak had here on display?
Oh, I thought everybody got a piece of
eventually
that.
How do you know it was one of the first pieces?
Like, I think it was like a big deal. I know there are people listening that remember this, and I don't want the story based on the first two calls we got.
No, but like I know, like, I think that wall went all over the country.
No,
like, it was like chunks of it.
Yes, eventually.
I don't think we got one of the first pieces.
I think we got, if not
even
one
if
of
why would
AP?
We...
Kodak.
Why would Kodak?
Because they wanted a piece of it, and you do what George Eastman says, even from the grave. No, I remember this being a story as a kid. Like, wow, we have a piece of this Berlin Wall that was flown here. This is crazy. David Hasselhoff dropped it off himself.
No kidding.
Yeah. Did Kodak history swallow all this stuff up?
Could have, yeah.
I mean, like, Kodak did a lot. They produced a lot. They had a lot of...
They ran the town, man.
Giant rise and fall. So we got a little distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you do lose some stuff when you have one specific business doing very, very, very well.
Yeah.
But it does suck. Like, I could sit here for the next 30 minutes, much like John or Jim tried to, and give you all these amazing, shocking facts about the history of Rochester, New York.
It is amazing.
And you'd go, no, you don't care. You know what this is?
I do. I do at a point.
You don't. Like, don't try and be like all Rochester boy when you're not. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting
here. Well, listen, man. We can't all say we're Rochester people. We didn't even know this town existed.
You're right.
And we sit in it.
You're right. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Again, it's the whole city of Rochester, according to everyone calling us. And if you don't believe us, Google it. It's there.
Yeah.
And you can find out all about Dutchtown and the people who still currently live in Dutchtown.
Look at that.
And now, I'm sure there were people that live in Dutchtown that were like, oh, there's a delay here last week. Thank you. New guy filling in, doing traffic on WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
It's a big day for our baby boy tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like Kimmy might have some inside information.
Wow.
But despite the fact that none of us were invited and no one listening will be able to attend, there are still Bills fans that want to do something nice for the new happy couple.
Don't do it, man.
You're hanging out in the break room. God. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 to BCMF. We'll jump right into it. According to Deion Dawkins, and then refuted by Deion Dawkins.
His wedding plan.
I don't know a thing.
Josh Allen and his fiance, actress Hailee Steinfeld, are getting married tomorrow, May 31st, which, for some reason, Deion Dawkins blurted out 3 weeks ago in an interview out of nowhere. So we had no idea where this was happening. In fact, we didn't even know the date until Deion Dawkins opened his big old offensive line mouth. But, Kimmy, you said you have heard something.
So I did see somebody posted that Josh touched down at the L.A. airport with his golf clubs in hand.
Gotcha.
So it's got to be taking place somewhere on the West Coast.
So they're both California kids.
Right.
It's where they both grew up. So it makes sense if their family's
and he got engaged on the beach in Malibu.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So it might be somewhere around there.
Okay.
Maybe.
Was it Malibu or was it like
Cousin I thought it was a beach.
Somewhere on the beach.
Oh, look at you dropping knowledge. Was it Malibu or Cozumel?
I thought he was on like a
I got friends in both places. Maybe out there in Santa Clarita.
I thought he went on a Mexican vacation.
I don't know.
Why is he doing that?
Santiago.
San Diego's San Diego. America. It's an American city. So all over social media, there are Bills fans that are looking for a place to send the MVP QB wedding gifts for this week.
Oh, don't do this.
Why?
You look like such a hillbilly.
It's a little weird.
Why? Wait, you too? I get him having that. You have that take?
What do you think this dude...
What are you giving him that he doesn't already have?
Okay.
That's going to go directly into the trash.
You're a monster.
I'm just giving you the truth, man.
I'm giving you the truth.
The guy's worth $250 million.
More than that, actually, but yes.
Yeah. What are you going to get him? His face will light up when he opens this up.
I guess just don't send something with the expectation that he's going to see it.
Okay.
Or send you a note back of thank you, because that's what you're looking for.
Maybe not. Maybe
you're looking for a personal, because I know you're looking for a personalized,
thank you
so much for said crap.
All right, let's play a quick game of Would You Agree? Would you agree that Josh Allen is down to earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he only has so much
time. It's a yes or no game. Would you agree that Josh Allen is down to earth?
Yes.
Would you agree that Josh Allen means more to this community than any athlete in the last 30 years?
Absolutely.
Would you agree that he is a guy that everyone would want to sit and have wings and a beer with?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so then why do you not understand why people want to do this?
But it's a waste of time, and you look foolish. Okay. Especially as a grown... I can see, like, a little kid doing it, thinking it's cute. You're a grown-ass person going to go out to... Where would you even go shop? And what would you get...
I do want to know what you expect.
Josh Allen for their house.
Maybe you're just kidding.
Oh, here's what you get him an ice bucket that says Josh on it.
I think this is more like sentimental stuff.
Oh.
Like a
portrait you painted?
No, okay, maybe. I would love people
That's direct to trend.
All right, hold on. We've gotten two paintings or two pictures drawn of the show from listeners.
Yeah, but we're not Josh Allen.
I understand.
Well, we never will be.
But I speak for yourself. I still think...
I mean, that's cool to us.
Right. I still think no matter...
Josh probably has 20 of them sitting in his basement.
He's probably got 5,000 of them. But no, I mean, the point that somebody took that time to do that for you, no matter how famous you are, I think still means something.
Yes.
All right, so let's say you handmade a quilt. Like you... Stitch something.
Yeah.
He doesn't need that.
Nobody needs anything for their wedding.
Especially him.
Okay.
It makes you look sad.
I knew you were going to have this take because you're just a dick. Kimmy,
yeah.
I am ashamed of you.
What? She's a realist.
I am ashamed of you.
Because I know that the person who does this does expect something.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement or something in return. And I just think you're just wasting your time.
252 WCMF with reports, rumors, according to Deion Dawkins, pretty much everybody now it's been confirmed, that Josh Allen is getting married tomorrow. There are Bills fans all over social media that are trying to find an address where they can send him a wedding gift. Mm-hmm. And here come Kimmy and Tommy, the Rain Brigade. Oh, don't. Oh, is that joy you have? You want to show your love to someone who means a lot to you? Don't.
You know what is his biggest gift he's going to get?
What?
Monogram golf balls.
You don't think he already has monogram golf balls?
He has everything.
Okay.
But somebody's going to, they're going to go.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
With his monogram on it and send it to him because he loves to play golf.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. So now he'll never have to buy a golf ball again for the rest of his life. Oh, that seems pretty nice.
By the way, that might be the best gift to give him because he'll actually use them.
You know what's going to get complicated? The people that maybe thought, like the fringe people that maybe thought they were going to get an invite that didn't, those people are going to send gifts like, hey, thanks a lot.
No, to your point, I mean, Josh, I'm sure, and with his fiance
sure
also being
know,
an actress.
They probably know bajillion people.
A thousand
work
people.
Oh, yeah. With a ton of people.
You got it. Like, this weekend is going to be a reality check for a lot of folks that thought they were in the circle.
In the circle. You're not, right.
And, like, here's the thing.
They went and bought a special bottle of wine.
Well, but, like, had Deion Dawkins not blown this date, if it does happen tomorrow, they would have, like, found out after the fact.
Oh, right.
Like, it would have been like Josh and Haley Steinfeld secretly married in L.A.
And they would have beat all this.
Oh. Like, how do you handle that after that's over with that person that's a little bit bothered? If you're Josh Allen or Haley Steinfeld, then, you know, there is
a limit.
You
didn't make the cut.
Right? Well, no, but you can't say that to somebody.
But you didn't. You know, you only had so much.
That was, you're going to look at him like that?
Yeah.
You know, you're too much of a coward.
And we know you didn't have enough money to fly out and do it, right? He's at the flat wherever they're at.
No, I'm sure there are rich people, too, that like,
didn't make the cut, sure.
Like, it's so funny you talk like this. If this had happened with your wedding, you wouldn't say that. You would blame it on your wife.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, a coward. Yeah, you know, she don't like her. He's going to get so many bottles of cheap wine and champagne.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And they're going to get a personalized. They get those personalized labels you can buy.
Yeah, but you don't open those. Those are supposed to be, like, for you. Right?
Yeah, but he doesn't need any of this
crap.
Okay,
you don't, again.
It's a junk wine.
There is some assistant on either Josh's side or Haley's side that's going to benefit from all this junk wine.
The candy and the cookies and all the crap, those gift platters.
No, I'll tell you whose life is going to suck this week and next week.
Harry and David Peaches. And floral arrangements will be sent.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you whose life is going to suck this week.
Who's that?
What was the name of that guy who Josh called out in the mailroom?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I can't remember his
name.
So, the
easiest way, or really the only address you have to reach these Bills players, is
One Bills Drive.
So, like, I cannot imagine.
He's going to have to sort through a lot of mail.
And maybe he gets all of it. Here you go, take that. What the hell was that guy's name? Rick. Slick Rick from the mailroom.
Yep.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick from the mailroom is about to get a whole bunch of junk wine, according to Tommy.
Good chocolate.
Don't drink it with your new car, buddy.
Yeah.
All right? All right, so let's take a break. Congratulations, because I know they'll hear this.
Oh, sure.
To the happy couple, Josh Allen and, why am I blanking?
Haley Steinfeld.
Thank you. I remembered Slick Rick, and now I lost Haley Steinfeld. I only have room for one person in Josh's orbit outside of Josh in my brain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.